Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Hour number two, and we're going to start hour number two with a little early appearance by in-season Sam Levitt. Last in-season appearance for our Padres pre- and post-game show host. Looking good, Sammy. Thanks for coming in studio this morning.
Yeah, of course. You got it.
Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I'm here a little bit earlier. I needed JR to take a look at some equipment, which he did very quickly and efficiently, which I appreciate. And I was just telling you guys, my mom is in L.A. For a few days. So I'm going up to L.A. today to go see my mom
Here's
and my brother.
The difference in Sammy and me is I would have said, oh, why don't you guys come on down and see me?
Well, here was the thing.
Steven, I'm going to be in L.A.
I'm going to be in L.A.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great.
My parents don't come out a lot. They come out pretty often, but I don't see my parents a ton because they live on the other side of the country. So the deal was, this was not a great weekend to come down with the last weekend of the regular season.
You're working a lot.
Yeah. So this was sort of the compromise that I'd go up and just spend the day up there. But I was telling you, last night I'm sitting there and I'm like, I have no urge to drive. I can't do it.
No.
I was like, hey, it sounds terrible driving back and forth. I've done it before, but it was just one of those things where I was like, I just want to chill. So I'm taking the train.
Plus,
rent a helicopter.
You've got more travel coming up next week, it looks like.
Yes.
Because we haven't gone through the standings, but if you...
Scenario time.
If you woke up late, if you, you know, stayed up or got to bed early and you're just waking up, Dodgers and Cubs both won. So the Padres are now 2.5 games behind both teams for the wild card in the division, which means unless a very unusual sequence of results happens in the last weekend, the Padres will be going to Chicago for the wild card series. And Sammy, you are expected to be traveling along with them next week to Wrigley Field, which will be very exciting. I was texting with my buddy and he goes, I know you'd rather be at home, but that would be an amazing series to go to, and you're going to be there. How excited are you for that?
I'm really excited. Look, I would have loved to have the games at home, too, and never say never. It could still happen, hypothetically, although it feels like yesterday it kind of took a dip in that probability. But being able to go to Wrigley.
Your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, and play a postseason series, it's going to be pretty cool. And obviously great atmosphere and amazing city, amazing ballpark,
amazing
and Wrigleyville, all of it. So, I'm looking forward to it. We were just talking about it off air before we started, but, even with the Laureano injury and some of the concerns you have entering that series and the postseason, reality is you go get it done and win 2 out of 3, and then you can probably convince any of us that anything is possible the rest of the way. But yes, just from a pure baseball fan experience standpoint, I do think, going in and experiencing a postseason series at Wrigley is pretty cool.
Yeah, I'd say it's as it was in my mind at least 5 days ago. It's a foregone conclusion. You're going to be playing in Wrigley Field. I there's just too much that needed to happen. There's too much that still needs to happen. People are doing weird things. Like what happened with the Diamondbacks? They're not pitching Gallen against The Dodgers today.
Yeah, they're going with a bullpen game, yeah, including like Nabil Chrismat. He's been really good for them.
He has.
But I'm not sure the strategy, because they can still win the wild card, so they have to try to win this game, but they have to try to win every game.
I saw that last night after the game. I haven't dived in.
Yeah,
dived in. You just avoid it. I don't know why they're doing that. I'm unclear.
I don't really know.
I haven't seen a rationale. My guess would be, if you're the Diamondbacks, you know you need to go 4-0. So every game
they have to.
Probably. I mean, if you got a lot of help, maybe you could go 3-1.
Right.
But
how far are they out?
There were just one game. They're just a game out.
Behind the Mets.
Yeah, tied with the Reds. But if you're thinking that, hey, our best chance is to go 4-0, you look at the four matchups and go, all right, we're going to have to pitch our bullpen and Chrismat in one of them. Which one is the best matchup, and just kind of line them up
the
rest of the way? I don't know why they'd think that, but you're going to have to pitch everybody at some point in the last four.
And Yamamoto on the mound for the Dodgers,
though. Right.
So maybe it's maybe that's what's it. It's Yamamoto on the mound, and you're like, guys, let's.
If we're going to go 3-1, let's not waste Gallen against the toughest opponents.
That's it.
And save for the weekend against the Padres, who will have nothing to play for.
Literally nothing.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that it's not important, but the chances are the Padres will be locked into their spot, and the Diamondbacks could be playing for everything this weekend. So they may be looking and going, hey, those are three games that they're resting some guys. They're resting bullpen guys. We need to come in and sweep the San Diego Padres to end the season.
Yeah.
And that's where their focus is now.
Now, I'm not sure without looking, and I should know this, but I don't. I know the Reds have the tiebreaker against the Mets. I'm not sure about the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks have the tiebreaker, I believe, against the Mets.
I think it's that they went 3-3 against each
other,
and then it goes to the divisional record, and I think the Diamondbacks might have that. I should know this, and I'm not sure.
I can tell you quickly. So the Diamondbacks are currently 26-22 against the West. The Mets are 24-25 against the East, so that would mean the Diamondbacks.
Right, but also they have the one more game tonight against the Dodgers, and the Mets play the Marlins this weekend. Can that change
it could change if the Diamondbacks lost all their games, but if they lost all their games, they'd be out anyway. So assuming they have to win games, they will end up with the tiebreaker over the Mets.
I got to tell you, it is kind of amazing that they are even where they are, the Diamondbacks. I mean, consider what sold off.
It's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, Torey Lovello, and I know you guys like
him.
And he's a great guy, and I've had a chance to talk to him a ton. And he does a good job.
He does a really good job. And they had that game in hand last night against the Dodgers. I watched the last inning or two. They came back again and scored off of Vesia. Now, Roky Sasaki, if you're a Dodger hater, as we are, Roky Sasaki coming back and looking almost unhittable is a nice lift for them in a really desperate situation.
He had a good inning or two at the beginning of the season and then fell apart as well, though.
Yeah, that's true. But that was as a starter. Yeah. You know, him coming out and just emptying the tank for an inning is pretty dirty.
Using Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen last night was interesting as well. Clearly a playoff preview.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be his role now in
closer?
The postseason.
I mean, he was in a tie game, so, I mean, he'll pitch out of the bullpen for sure. Wanted to get his feet wet again. I think he's only done it four times.
If you're them and it's a high-leverage situation, like, why not?
The Sasaki Kershaw high leverage thing is 100% something.
Yeah,
but it's
a danger.
They've been so bad.
Kershaw,
in the
doesn't have. I mean, he has the slowest average fastball in baseball.
He doesn't have the swing and miss that he used
to. If you're coming in and you need a strikeout from a reliever, I mean, he can spin it still.
You got
and he's crafty. But are you really bringing in Clayton Kershaw with the bases loaded and one out?
You know the answer. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
He will. He's done it every postseason. Look, I don't want to be a jerk, but I said it last year. I'll stand by it. They won the World Series last year because Clayton Kershaw was hurt and Dave Roberts didn't jam him into some special moment. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me definitively wrong.
I could see a scenario where instead of Walker Buehler on the mound at the end there, it's Clayton Kershaw.
He has jammed that dude into the worst situations in history. He's hurt, doesn't pitch. Dave's like, I have to lean on Trinan and Phillips and these guys, and they win the World Series. He didn't jam him into that, wasn't chasing moments for Clayton Kershaw. And I get it. I would have done the same thing. That's my goat. That's the best left-handed pitcher maybe ever. Of course I'm going to get him in, get him some opportunity. We'll have our mad bum. No, it didn't work, and it never worked for them. Mm. And the fact that he didn't have that lever to pull last year worked in their favor. Yeah. It just did. He's the greatest regular season pitcher that I've ever seen in my lifetime. Nobody's better. Postseason, different stories. A 500 pitcher with a 5 ERA. It's just, that's not an opinion. Those are facts. And I thought, you know, last night with watching that, I went, oh man, if he serves it up here, holy cow. If he serves, they hit a couple balls hard off of him. But I said, if he serves it up here, it's over for them. But I think Roque coming back and having a new role will be nasty.
Dodgers will clinch the National League West with a win today over the Diamondbacks. The magic number is 1 because they have the tiebreaker. But, Sammy, we were talking yesterday. Honestly, I don't really want to be on that side of the bracket in the National League with the Phillies and the Dodgers. I would rather be where the Padres are. Doesn't mean they're going to win. Doesn't mean they'll beat the Cubs. But to me, the Cubs and the Brewers are not as scary of a route to try to get to the National League Championship Series than going on the other side against the Mets,
the Phillies,
and the Dodgers. To me, this is probably the best route. Rather of them caught the Cubs and had them at home. But other than that, they're in the place that they should be.
I totally agree. Look, I think two things can be true at once when you consider the Padres and the division title. Number one, and we can get into, and we have, obviously, you know, all the things that had to happen this week for the Padres to catch the Dodgers. Reality is this. If you are disappointed about the Padres not winning the NL West, the reality is the Dodgers left the door open for a month and a half, 2 months. The Padres did not walk through it. They didn't take the opportunity, which, to your point, Ben, you look at the bracket. I'm totally with you. I would avoid the Phillies. They scare me a lot.
They hit 8 home runs.
The Phillies, I just keep having this feeling where one of these postseasons, it feels like to me that they're going to figure it out the whole way and get really hot for 3-4 weeks and go do it. And I don't know that you want to be in the path of that when that happens, if that happens.
Right. I do. If the Padres do end up facing the Phillies.
Yeah, you got to face them. Yeah.
I'm glad that you're not facing Zach Wheeler twice in the series. Because he's the guy that scared me the most in their rotation.
But at least, like, if you had to face him in an NLCS, the Padres will be in the NLCS.
And
be hot enough and have done enough where everybody in this city is believing they can go beat the Phillies
and do it. I can't even worry about it. I got to beat Shota and Managa on Tuesday. Right. That's all
and
I worry about.
I'll tell you what. And, you know, a Brewers fan can clip this and rub it in my face, you know, when they're in the World Series.
Here we go.
But I'm just looking at that. I'm just comparing it to the Phillies. I'm looking at that Brewer lineup in this series. Now they're pitching. Then the Padres didn't see their best pitching.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at their lineup. And just like, just from the pure looking at the names, and they've had a wonderful season, obviously. You're just like, this seems beatable.
Of course.
More beatable or at least less scary than when you go to play the Phillies.
But they've done this before. You know, the Brewers have put together, you know, again, where they're gonna make their money, where they're going to really be able to prove people wrong is in the playoffs.
Right.
And we've seen it before. Really.
And they're gonna have to lean on their pitching.
The Cubs or the Padres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so again, it's gonna be interesting, but again, the focus needs to be on how do you beat Shota and Managa without one of your best right-handed hitters in there. And again, the solution is very simple to say. It's that, you know, your right-handers need to come through.
Yeah, look, the Laureano injury, I think, is super, super significant. Now, can they get by without him? Yeah, but to your point, in this series in particular against the Cubs, that's a big, big loss.
Yep.
It really is.
Well, we did a little mock lineup.
And defensively.
Yeah, defensively,
you know,
he's great.
Yeah, I mean.
The arm, all of it. I mean.
He just, every time he steps to the plate, you feel like, even as he's struggled a little bit the past couple of weeks, you just felt like there's a chance that he's going to do something really good, and especially in big spots. And also, I just like Ramon. I think he's really tough.
100%.
By the way, he finished that at bat yesterday without saying a word.
Right.
Okay. If that needed to tell you anything more about Ramon Laureano.
How many guys can break a hand with a bone in their hand?
By the way, he had a long at bat. He was fouling pitches off. And the one thing I think he's really tough. I think he's a really good personality on this team. And one thing, and it goes for O'Hearn and Sheets and anybody who's new. I'm not trying to get too deep into this part of it, but like, I like the idea of a little fresh blood in that lineup
Hunger.
That doesn't have any experience of the scoreless inning streak last year.
Correct.
You know, if you're struggling offensively in a series, in a wild card series, you're trying to get the offense going. I just liked having somebody like a Ramon, and there are other guys that are in this category too, who there's no memory of that. That is not seeping in at any point.
Yeah, I believe this will be Gavin Sheets' first postseason, right? It will be Ryan O'Hearn's first postseason. It will be Freddie Fermin's first postseason.
He played last year.
Did he?
Yeah,
oh, they got in. They were
yeah,
in.
I don't know how much he played. Behind Sal Perez.
But by the way, one thing to think about, it's you're probably going to have Diaz in that game on lineup with Pivetta.
With Pivetta. That's true. That's true.
Ooh, something I know. To consider.
That's very, very true.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's his guy. He's worked with them all year.
I know.
I can't imagine a world where they would mess up that pairing.
I can imagine.
So that's a... Okay. I mean, I would doubt it.
Pivetta hasn't been... The best version of himself the last few outings. And Fermin's definitely, I mean, he was fine, but Fermin's better offensively.
So that's something to think about as you make this game one
lineup. Interesting. Yeah.
I would imagine that's going to be Diaz.
We did the little mock lineup. If you want to make sure that you can go, because you still have the players to go right, left the entire way down if you're so inclined, but you need to start. With a left-hander. It's got to be Arraez, Tatis, Merrill, Manny, O'Hearn, Xander, Sheets.
It's such a good point. It's such a good question. There's just something that feels right about Arraez at the top.
I know his OBP isn't.
And he swung the bat really well lately.
Yep. Yeah, I know it's not gangbusters, but I don't want him to.
I know, but knowing what you know about how the Padres usually operate on these things.
So Tatis goes right back to the top.
I'd be shocked.
And you can also make the argument, if you're going up against lefties, you want the righties stacked a little bit higher and push the lefties down to the bottom of the lineup. Do you even stack lefties at the bottom?
I don't think you can.
Like we saw with Cronenworth and Sheets and, and O'Hearn later in the lineup, and you put more righties up near the top of the lineup, but then that makes you very vulnerable to the lefty relievers that the Cubs have coming out of the bullpen later in the game.
It's really a tough spot.
The Laureano injury is tough on a lot of different fronts.
Defensively, I think Ryan O'Hearn is your best first baseman, and it was evidenced yesterday. The play that Xander made, Mudd was like, "Oh, it's not an easy pick." I'm like, "That was an easy pick." Bo makes that pick at first.
I heard that exact same thing.
And then when they slowed it down, it was like, "Bro, you Hosmered that." He did the whip, and he didn't do the fundamental pick. It was a decent hop. He got a decent hop, and he whiffed it. And you've had a couple of plays of this week.
You're saying Gavin Sheets in left, O'Hearn at first, and Arraez DH.
DH. Yeah, that's your best defensive line. It just is. It's not personal.
Defensive lineup would be Bryce Johnson
in left
instead of Sheets.
Right.
So you'd have Sheets
best
coming
overall.
Off the
bench. Balance offense
and I got to tell you, that's an interesting part of it, too. I do wonder, and I don't know if you would see it game one, but could Bryce Johnson get a start?
Bro,
he's been really, really good when he's had opportunities.
If you did, it would be against a lefty.
Yeah.
And then you still have Sheets then coming off
Absolutely.
The bench in a spot against
a righty.
I think that would be power off the bench. You have no power on your bench. If you start Sheets,
right.
which you have no power on your bench at all.
O'Hearn was on the playoff roster last year for the Orioles. I forgot they were in the playoffs.
So they had a little taste.
But like you said, Sammy, your point remains, they weren't here for the 24. The 24 is the demon you need to exercise.
And I don't mean to make too big of a deal out of that part of it, but it is something that I've thought about.
It's true.
That I like about just having the Laureanos and the O'Hearns and the Fermins. And, look, this stuff is tricky when it comes to playoff scenarios and sports and the mental aspects of the game. And, hey, if you're not hitting in the first game and a half of that series, the last playoff memory you have was that really, really tough way to end it and not scoring runs.
Yeah, if you don't score a run in game one and it's the fifth inning of game two, how does it not creep in?
Yeah,
you're human.
Hopefully it doesn't.
Sammy, appreciate you coming in. Is this your first Amtrak trip up to
Los Angeles? Never taken the Surfliner.
Enjoy all the stops. You'll wonder why is it stopping
well,
so
hear,
often.
I hear it's
up,
very pretty.
It is. You've got some nice views
yeah,
on
I
your
just,
way.
I just, and it's more of a production. I'm going to Uber right now to the the train because I'm worried about the parking over there. But I just I can't bring myself to drive today.
I don't blame you.
I don't want to sit in the traffic. I don't want to drive back it late later.
I don't blame you.
I'm doing the train.
Okay, next time we talk to you, it may be from Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, maybe have Monday fun. Morning.
Right.
Yeah.
Sam Levitt, right. In-season Sammy last time.
See ya.
Until postseason Sammy makes his first appearance next week. We will take a time out when we come back. Don't do this. Very embarrassing announcer mistake last night.
Could see this happening to us.
Yeah, it could absolutely happen. We'll get to that coming up next with Ben Woods after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen, I don't know that QC Kinetics would help Ramon Laureano with a broken finger, certainly. But if you have joint pain and it's not broken, QC Kinetics can definitely help you with that. They have with me and my wrists. Got me back on the baseball field, back in the gym, back on the golf course, back playing with my kids, doing all the stuff that I love to do that I couldn't do for a while. It's kind of a panicking feeling. It really sets in of like, is this going to be debilitating my whole life? Because there's a lot of stuff I love that I wasn't getting to do. And it really messed with my head, to be honest with you. And then you factor in the pain that you feel every single day and night when you're trying to sleep. They are a godsend for me. So check them out. It's long-term lasting relief. It's advanced regenerative medicine, advanced cellular treatments that helped my body heal and restore the damage that I had in my joints. So I'm talking knee. I'm talking fingers. I'm talking wrists, your neck, your back, whatever it is. At least call, get the free ring right now. You don't have to. They got locations in Hillcrest and Torrey Hills. 619-614-PAIN is the number, 619-614-PAIN. Call them today, free consultation. They'll walk you through it. Very, very simple to do. 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Our thanks again to Sam Levitt stopping by in studio. Now it's time for Don't Do This, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't
leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. And Woods, get us started with something that gave me a little pit in my stomach, because I know I can do it at times as well.
Oh, yeah, we've all done it. We've butchered a name. But, I mean, we're not calling games on ESPN either.
True.
We're just a couple of local media hacks, right?
Yes.
Bruce Zimmerman?
Yes.
Bruce.
George is what I said. Right. I literally did it 2 days ago. Not in the middle of a massive game between the Mets and the Cubs last night. Michael Busch hit a big home run, and, well, listen to what Carl Ravitch calls him, and then listen to him correcting his partner.
Who is it again?
Michael Busch.
Okay.
Matthew Busch, 31, RBI 83 and 84. Touch them all time and tee them up time. The Chicago Cubs are having a field day against the Mets and their staff.
Well, this is what Matthew Boyd has been doing all season long.
Busch.
Matthew Busch, excuse me. Doing all season long. Being able to hit, mistakes, doing it well for his 31st home run of the season.
So, Matthew Boyd is a pitcher for the Cubs, but he wasn't pitching.
Right.
Ravitch called him Matthew Busch. Then Sal
Eduardo
called him Matthew Boyd. And then Ravitch said Busch.
But neither of them got his first name right.
Wow. What a struggle.
It reminds me of when Ben goes, good job, Woody.
Good job, Woody.
Yeah, and he was trying to correct me. And then he's, yeah, well, yeah.
Matt Busch, the former Padre, first round draft pick. Matt Busch.
What a pick.
Well, this is what Matthew Boyd has been doing all season long.
Busch.
Busch.
You don't hear that a lot. I've heard Mudd and Don Flubb.
Busch.
They don't correct each other
A
lot.
There is a rule in the fraternity of broadcasters that you don't correct your co-host on the air.
I missed that meeting.
You did miss that. You missed that meeting big time. It's one of the first things I learned when we started working together.
Yeah. Missed that meeting.
You missed that meeting.
Yes.
You don't correct. Now, I don't have a problem with you actually correct. I would rather be accurate than have someone
correcting is different than what I do. I don't correct you. I go, what is that? What did you say?
Point it out.
You're even worse.
I'm worse.
Throw gasoline on it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Let's just say, if for whatever reason,
I'd rather be corrected than not spread misinformation. But yeah,
say Mudd and Tony Gwynn Jr. and Bob Scanlon and everybody else they could find was sick one day, and you had to work with Don Orsillo. If you tried to correct him on the air,
me.
He would murder
he
you.
He would murder.
He would murder
with
you.
His bare hands.
Yes.
He would pitch. I feel like a pretty sizable fit.
So if you're the broadcaster that would be upset with that, would you rather go on saying the wrong thing?
I wouldn't. But that's just...
Isn't there somebody in their ear, at all times, going, Boyd, Busch, whatever, correcting
them?
There
should be, but sometimes the people back there don't want to correct you either.
That's true.
They're, afraid to correct the talent.
It's interesting. I have a hard time doing that. You know I would.
I would want to be corrected instantly.
Maybe at a break. Say, hey, it's... Michael Busch.
Well, if it wasn't just a misspeak, I'm assuming that those were misspeaks.
What if you flub? What if we had to call a game and you flubbed? And would you be mad at me if I called it out during a game? Well, a radio show's different. If we're on a
game
and you flub, or you're like, and you stutter over a read, and if I laughed, because they do that, Mudd and Don will be like, hey, did you get that one? That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, all
right. That's funny.
All right, now I know the rules.
I
won't correct you.
We got an update on a Don't Do This story from yesterday. David Fry, one of the gnarliest moments of the season, taking a fastball right to the face, tipped off his bat when he tried to bunt off Tarek Skubal.
The high def still shot?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to see it, and yet I also couldn't look away.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I was like, what part of his face am I looking at right now?
The doctors say that Fry sustained multiple minimally displaced left-sided facial and nasal fractures. So, basically, his face was pulverized.
Ugh.
Timeline for recovery is 6 to 8 weeks. Fortunately, he will not need surgery, at least, to do that, but he is going to be out for the entire postseason run, whatever that is, for the Cleveland Guardians. There is a doo-doo this that's part of this story, though. Tarek Skubal went, actually, to the hospital after the game
with
to check on him.
Stephen Vogt.
With Stephen Vogt.
He drove
Vogt.
With the manager.
Yeah, the other manager.
Yes.
And went. He wanted to check on him. That says a lot to me. Lost the game. Tigers are in free fall.
Huge game.
Huge game. But still went with the other manager to check on the opposing player that his pitch hit in the face, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, there's some doo-doo this in that for sure. But this one takes the case.
I was just going to ask them if I got to imagine AJ Hinch is more secure than any of us.
Yes.
But if we're the Tigers manager and you find out your star pitcher's riding shotgun with the other team's manager, like, hey, just be cool over there, right?
I think he's a free agent at the end of the year, is he not? Tarek Skubal?
Is he?
Isn't he?
Don't remember that.
Correct me, though.
Or just run with it.
I'll take this one. Jay just said Woodsy doppelganger is Stephen Vogt. I'll take
he
that.
He has one more year of arbitration.
Okay.
Left, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's tampering. As far as if I'm the manager, I'm like, you're tampering. I bet Schulte would be upset with it.
If I'm AJ Hinch, I'll be like, cool, I'm riding with. I'll be in the back seat.
I'll get in the back.
Don't
cool.
worry, I won't say anything.
No, I'll drive you. It's fine. No big deal. I'll take the Stephen Vogt doppelganger. It's one of the best ones I've heard. Beats the ones I usually get. No Neck Ed and a couple of other people.
Kevin James,
yeah. Thank you. This is awesome. This is a really good doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
Cal Raleigh has been just an
that
absolute...
That alone could be a doo-doo this.
Yeah, he alone is a doo-doo this. Hit his 59th and 60th home run last night for the Seattle Mariners, Ben, who have won the West. And soon as the guy catches his 60th home run, you see this dude go up and give it to a little kid. Everybody in the stands was like, oh my God, it's his 60th home run. You're sitting on a gold mine, buddy.
You can hear in the video that we're showing on our YouTube stream right now, I muted the audio because it's a lot of cursing. Everyone's very excited for the home run. And somebody's like, keep that ball. You got the ball. Yeah. Keep that ball. And he gave it to a kid almost immediately.
It's unbelievable.
And then the kid and his dad or whoever he's with gets ushered by security immediately, taken away because Cal Raleigh wants that ball. And that kid's going to get, you know, a signed bat and, you know, maybe play catch if they brought their gloves or whatever. Like, he's going to get this awesome experience now. And I thought that was so cool for this fan.
They rushed.
Said, I don't need it.
They grabbed the fan, not the little kid. They grabbed the fan, the guy that gave it away. Him as well. They ushered him.
Oh, they did bring him back, too.
Yes, they ushered him off because they saw his kind deed and gesture.
That's so cool.
And everybody is just like, what a hero. This guy caught this ball and just was like, here you go, kid. It's unbelievable. Now, again, it's the 60th home run for Cal Raleigh. It's going to mean a lot to him. You could have bartered that for something probably pretty cool. Maybe even playoff tickets, or literally, like something like that.
A game of catch.
A game of catch, whatever.
With Cal Raleigh on the field.
You never know these days, but to give that over, what a cool move by that kid, guy. And I feel I'm so happy for Mariners fans. This is awesome for them. What a time.
Texting with a buddy.
What a time.
Here's the perspective. Last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, celebrated my 35th birthday. The last time the Mariners won the American League West, I was in Seattle. I had just turned 11. They celebrated on the field. It was like in October, by the way, because it was 2001, and there was a seven, eight day delay after 9/11. Like, they celebrated their division with Mike Cameron, Mariners center fielder at the time, waving the big American flag. Like, it's crazy.
Amazing.
Like, that was the last time they won the division.
Yeah, you're 11 years old. Good for them. Good for our pal Softy. We should call Softy at some point and talk to him.
That'd be fun.
It's been ages since we've talked to him, but they deserve it. That's a much maligned fan base up there as well. It's going to be fun to watch them, and he's just been, I mean, he's carried my fantasy team into the championship. I love him more than anything.
Thank you, Cal. I think they have a really good chance at winning the American
League. I think that now.
I picked them when we did the reset on the round table. I had them. Their pitching is nasty.
Power.
Yeah. Got it all.
Josh Naylor seems to be coming through in the clutch. They're going to be a dangerous, dangerous team.
Yep.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
The fight for the last couple of playoff spots is going to be really intense this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up, and we'll pay off Jesse Agler's Incorporator from yesterday. Stultiloquence was his word. Ooh. How did he work it into yesterday's broadcast? That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, don't know what your weekend plans are. If you're in the mood to get a new car, or if it's time to get a new car or truck, highly recommend heading down to Sedano Ford and Lincoln in La Mesa during the September to Remember sales event. It's going on right now. And of course, they're going to treat you like family because my man, Manny Sedano, is a Marine vet, local guy, car matchmaker extraordinaire, wants to get you in the car or truck your dreams, makes it pretty affordable to do so. You could lease a Ford F-150 STX just $429 a month, or take advantage of the Got a Buck, Get a Truck with a dollar down, get you a Ford Lightning, which is incredible, $324 a month, or a Ford Mach-E Select. My man Sean just bought one of those, $285 a month, both just a dollar down, or the epitome of luxury, the 2025 Lincoln Corsair Premier, just $449 a month. You could take advantage of $7,500 in dealer cash on all 2025 Lincoln Navigators. Visit the biggest inventory in La Mesa, Sedano Ford and Lincoln Megastore. Don't miss the September to Remember sale going on this month at Sedano Ford and Lincoln. Let them know Woodsy sent you from 97.3 The Fan, please. More details can be found at Sedano Ford or SedanoLincoln.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're just talking in the break, and you know, you tease going into break, Benny, about the wild baseball that's going on right now in other markets. And Adam texted us yesterday, he goes, the baseball has been unreal this week. And I said, you're right. And then it just hit me again. I'm so happy that it's not us. I'm so happy we're not the Mets. I'm so happy we're not the Reds. I'm so happy we're not the Diamondbacks.
The Astros.
The Tigers. I know it hasn't been a perfect season by any stretch. I know that. I'm not an idiot. But oh my God, it feels so good to just, yeah, you watch the game and go, all right, just get me to Tuesday. Get me to Tuesday. The constant sickness that they're feeling in all of those markets, Benny, about, you know, the game they got to play that night. I mean, if you're the Tigers and you have forgotten how to win a baseball game, right? You've forgotten how to win one. It's got to be killing them, knowing 15.5 game lead is no more. It's gone.
Historic collapse.
Historic.
You know, the Mets have a semi-historic collapse. They may still get in. The Astros had a big lead and have collapsed. You have three teams, and not all of them will get in, that are collapsing at the end of the season. You have the Guardians making the opposite, an unbelievable run.
The run.
Remember, they lost their closer and one of their starters to a gambling investigation.
Yeah, gambling scandal.
At the worst possible time of the season, and yet they've gone on this run. There are so many great, great storylines here at the end of the baseball season.
And it's so good to not be involved in any of them. That's what I'm saying.
And I kind of agree with you. I do feel like this weekend, Padres fans, go out and enjoy Petco Park. Enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be nice, but not too hot this weekend. Go and enjoy some banana pudding.
Yes.
You know.
Go have a ball.
Soak it all in. It's Hispanic Heritage Weekend.
I don't have tickets this weekend, and we at least thought about, or like thinking about it. Like, hey, last weekend, kind of low leverage, like doesn't really matter.
Go have some fun
at
Petco
Park. It sounds like a good time.
The games will be stress-free.
You just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy it.
You know, likely they will be stress-free.
But not stress-free in the way you used to go when you were a kid, when there were 19 games out. And you're like, let's go to the ballpark. We're going to the playoffs.
Make no mistake, the Padres would love to spoil things for the Diamondbacks. It may not be the A-team lineup every day because Mike Schilt's going to want to get some of the starters. But you'll see some of the stars in every day, and they will be trying to win. They will be trying to spoil things for the Diamondbacks, who will absolutely have to win this weekend. So they're interesting baseball games, but you can go resting assured that no matter what happens, your team is in the playoffs. They are getting themselves set up for the playoffs, and you can enjoy Petco Park this week in America's number one ballpark for the final time in the regular season. Because remember, there's no home playoff games guaranteed, unfortunately. They will go to Chicago, and if they don't win that series, you will not see them again this season. Yep. If they do, you still won't see them until game three of the NLDS.
And right.
Then that's the only one that's guaranteed, because that's just how it works when you start on the road in the playoffs. So go and enjoy and appreciate and thank this team for what they've offered you this season without having the stress of knowing, oh, I'm leaving here after the most disappointing loss of the year. You're not going to. This will be a nice chance to really just enjoy downtown and Petco Park this weekend.
TN says, will the Padres be able to keep the fire knowing they are the fifth seed? It might be an issue. I don't think it will be. Now, again, you could go out and lay an egg against the Cubs in Chicago next week because it's just the nature of playoff baseball. Listen, here's what I always say.
Keep the fire next week or this weekend?
Next week. Uh-oh. Because with three games left, nothing to play for per se. Listen,
this is like fall training.
If you can't get up for the playoffs, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. That's what you play for. So I think they'll be ready to go come Tuesday night. Will they win? I would be an idiot to predict that they will.
You clinch a week out or even more. I'm calling it fall training instead of spring
training.
You're just getting tuned up.
Yeah.
Whatever you're working on, like just don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't go too crazy. Don't go too hard.
Yep.
You're just getting things done between now and next Tuesday.
Yeah, and so again, the great teams are able to turn it up in the playoffs. Will the Padres do it? Remains to be seen. But I don't think that having three semi-meaningless games at the end of the year is going to make them, you know, not be able to win next week.
And again,
I don't know what's going to happen, but one thing that I do believe in the playoffs is the more you've been there, the better off your team is. And the Padres have had some opportunities now and some disappointments, and they're going to be going up against a Cubs team that hasn't been there.
Yep.
Hasn't been there in years. In fact, 2020 was the last time they were there, and the last time they played in front of fans in the playoffs was a one-game wild card loss to the Rockies. The Rockies are the last team that beat the Cubs in a playoff game at Wrigley Field in front of fans in 2017. So this is not a playoff experienced roster that they're going up against. And I think that's important. Whether you win or lose, having some playoff reps under your belt. And we just went through the Padres roster has playoff experience under their belt. Some of it bad, but it's still, I think, going to put them in a better situation against a team that is experiencing this and probably will be feeling it with those Cubs fans. I mean, there'll be a lot of emotion good. There'll be a lot of stress for those Cubs as well. And the Padres, I think, can go in feeling a little more like, We've been there, done this before. We've done it at home. We've done it on the road.
Sure.
We've gone to New York. We've gone to Philly. We've gone to Los Angeles.
LA.
And we've played big playoff series before. And the Cubs are like, yeah, this is all brand new territory for us.
Yeah, Tucker's been there, as Bill says, but he's hurt right now and not sure when he's going to come back. I think they said maybe on Saturday. That gives him all of two games to get dialed in. He's a G. Kyle Tucker's a G. He's going to be fine. He's going to be a guy that you have to be really careful to, one leg or not. Honestly, like, he's such a good player. And they have firepower. They have guys that can hit. They can run. They're a scary team. Make no mistake about it. But they are beatable. They are beatable, and they're beatable at Wrigley Field. And the Padres have the team and the talent to do it if they play like they're capable of playing.
Incorporator will check traffic and then find out how Jesse worked his last Incorporator word into yesterday's game. Coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, final word of the season for Jesse Agler. Joined us yesterday instead of Tuesday. And Paulie, if you could set it up for us. This one seemed...
I'd be having set it up.
Suffering fuck attack.
Set it up for me, Paulie. Set it up.
This one seems perfectly appropriate to encapsulate the entire season of the Incorporator. So, Paulie?
Stultiloquence.
Oh, my God. Stultiloquence.
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 I'll even slow it down.
Slow it down.
Stultiloquence.
Why did you go with...
That's how they did it. I didn't do it.
Why did you go with the...
Argentinian or something?
Sexy Spanish.
That's how it came.
Stultiloquence.
Stultiloquence.
Foolish, senseless, or silly talk.
And this one, a little slightly longer. It's like about a 45-second clip instead of the 15-20-second clip. This was in the fifth inning, top of the fifth yesterday. And the context is they're just about to get to their question of the day that they do on the radio.
Love the
broadcast.
Question of the day. Love it. Wish we had one.
86th pitch of the day from CeCe is way high, ball one. Before we give the question of the day, and it's a good question, just want to thank everybody who has submitted questions all year long. Want to thank Dave for selecting such great questions, most of the time at least. Thank you, Tony, for being able to lend your insight to it. And the question of the day is really one of those fun things. It's kind of the highlight of the night every night. 1-0 curve is a strike. The more other stuff and other people we get to involve, you know, the less of my nonsense you have to deal with. So the less Jesse Stultiloquence, the more other people's stuff is good. Pitch is a strike, 1-2.
That was an elite. That was an elite way to end
self-deprecating.
It. Self-deprecating.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah. I love it.
By
I love
Jesse
Agler. Stultiloquence.
Stultiloquence.
Stultiloquence. Very well done, Jesse. I always appreciate his...
You like the question of the day? And then Don and Mudd also do.
I love
it.
I think it's great.
Bobble.
This one's coming in from, you know, Jenny and Ramona. I love it.
It's basically spinning the topic wheel.
Pretty much. Pretty
it's
much.
Their version of spinning the topic wheel.
Yeah, it's their version of the topic wheel. And they do it right in the middle of a big league broadcast. I love the question of the day. Sometimes you don't have to overthink things. That's just one of those. It should be just a no-brainer. We should do the question of the day.
Stultiloquence.
You guys are more than welcome to submit your question of the day into the YouTube chat, or you can tweet at Ben Higgins SD as well with your question of the day.
Stultiloquence.
You can also email him at Higgins. Or you can call him.
Hashtag
he loves phone
question
calls.
Of the day.
Hashtag question of the day.
Get this sponsored before the end of the day.
Or still, well, yeah,
probably not going to happen.
You know.
All right. Speaking of sponsorships.
Oh, my God.
So it was just mentioned that Stephen Vogt is a potential doppelganger for Stephen Woods.
I'll take it.
I had a colleague yesterday who thought...
This is unbelievable.
This is incredible.
Thought that he saw a Ben and Woods billboard out in the wild in San Diego, which would become as news to both of us.
Never happened, never will.
It's not a good thing for either one of us that he thought that, though.
Much better for you than it is me.
We'll
Much better.
Coming up next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.